From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Floodwaters are wreaking havoc across Oklahoma City. People are wading through muddy waters, especially in one neighborhood, while police are out rescuing motorists stranded in their vehicles. Deputy Chief Mark Woodard says it rained a lot in just a few hours this morning.
5 to 6 inches in the downtown metro area. Parts of our city have received as much as 7 to 8 inches.
No injuries have been reported, but at least 3 interstate highways have been shut down. The death toll from the Arkansas flash floods is up to 20 now. The latest body was found today. State police won't say if the remains were those of an adult or a child. The floods ripped through a remote campsite on Friday. Senate Democrats want BP to set aside $20 billion in an escrow account to pay for damages from the leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's David Wellner reports the lawmakers are giving BP CEO Tony Hayward until Friday to respond.
In a letter sent to BP's top executive, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and the rest of his Democratic caucus thank BP for promising to pay for economic losses and cleanup costs in the Gulf. But they also note that, quote, history has taught us that corporations often fail to live up to their initial promises. The Senate Democrats call on BP to establish a $20 billion account immediately that would be administered by an independent trustee. Such action, they say, would be both an act of good faith and a step toward ensuring no delay in payments and no attempts at evading responsibility for damages. Doing so could do more to restore BP's public image, the lawmakers say, than what they call the company's costly public relations campaign. They also note that creating the escrow account would in no way limit BP's liability. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Meanwhile, President Obama is visiting Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida over the next 2 days, speaking with local residents and officials handling the spill. The Obama administration is warning more than a dozen states of possible sanctions for failing to do enough to fight human trafficking. The U.S. is also looking inward to tackle the problem, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As she unveiled the State Department's annual report on human trafficking, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said for the first time it includes a chapter on the United States.
In some cases, foreign workers, drawn by the hope of a better life in America, are trapped by abusive employers. And there are Americans, unfortunately, who are held in sexual slavery.
While the report recognizes the problem here, the U.S. was given a high ranking for meeting minimum standards for dealing with human trafficking. 13 nations were put on notice that they could face penalties unless they improve their record. They include Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Sudan, Eritrea, and Myanmar. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks gaining ground. Last check, Dow was up more than 60 points at 10,278. This is NPR. The European Union is pressing Israel to lift its blockade of Gaza, calling it unacceptable. Officials say there are signs the ban may be relaxed with the opening of at least one border crossing to allow in commercial traffic. Separately, the Israeli cabinet is endorsing an investigation into the raid on the Gaza-bound flotilla 2 weeks ago, in which 9 activists aboard a Turkish ship were killed. The probe will include 2 high-level foreign monitors. South Africa is less than a week into the 2010 Soccer World Cup. Islamist militants in Somalia are preventing residents in areas they control from enjoying the event. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports Islamists oppose sports and most other forms of entertainment.
Somalia has had its share of troubles over the past 20 years. Civil war, famine, flood, drought, more civil war, and most recently, a hardline Islamist insurgency in most areas of the country. The Islamists have outlawed music and sports. So while governments and entrepreneurs across Africa are finding every way possible for sports lovers to watch the World Cup, Islamists in Somalia say they'll flog anyone they catch watching the Mad Men in shorts. They say there's no benefit to watching Mad Men jumping up and down. But a number of Somalis who live in Islamist-dominated areas of Mogadishu have moved into the small sector controlled by the more moderate government. Troubles come and go, but the World Cup only happens every 4 years. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Meanwhile, Associated Press is reporting that police are taking over security at Cape Town, Durban World Cup stadiums because of a strike. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.